Numbers chapter 35. And Yahweh spoke to Moses in the plains of Moab by Jordan, near Jericho, saying, Command the children of Israel that they give to the Levites of the inheritance of their possessions cities to dwell in, and you shall give also to the Levites suburbs for the cities round about them. And the cities shall they have to dwell in, and the suburbs of them shall be for their cattle and for their goods and for all their beasts. And the suburbs of the cities which you shall give to the Levites shall reach from the wall of the city and outward 1,000 cubits round about. And you shall measure from outside the city on the east side 2,000 cubits, and on the south side 2,000 cubits, and on the west side 2,000 cubits, and on the north side 2,000 cubits. And the city shall be in the midst. This shall be to them the suburbs of the cities. And among the cities which you shall give to the Levites, there shall be 6 cities for refuge, which you shall appoint for the manslayer, that he may flee there. And to them you shall add 42 cities. And so all the cities which you shall give to the Levites shall be 48 cities. Them you shall give with their suburbs. And the cities which you shall give shall be of the possession of the children of Israel. From them that have many you shall give many, but from them that have few you shall give few. Every one shall give of his cities to the Levites according to his inheritance which he inherits. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, When you are come over Jordan to the land of Canaan, then you shall appoint you cities to be cities of refuge for you, that the slayer may flee there, which kills any person unaware. And they shall be to you cities for refuge from the avenger, that the manslayer does not die until he stand before the congregation in judgment. And of these cities which you shall give, 6 cities shall you have for refuge. And you shall give 3 cities on this side of Jordan, and 3 cities shall you give in the land of Canaan, which shall be cities of refuge. These 6 cities shall be a refuge for the children of Israel, and for the stranger, and for the traveler among them, that everyone that kills any person unaware may flee there. And if he smite him with an instrument of iron, so that he die, he is a murderer. The murderer shall surely be put to death. And if he smite him with throwing a stone, so that he die, and he does die, he is a murderer. The murderer shall surely be put to death. Or if he smite him with a hand weapon of wood, so that he may die, and he dies, he is a murderer, and the murderer shall surely be put to death. The revenger of blood himself shall slay the murderer. When he meets him, he shall slay him. But if he thrust him of hatred, or hurl at him by laying of weight, that he die, or in enmity smite him with his hand, that he die, he that smote him shall surely be put to death, for he is a murderer. The revenger of blood shall slay the murderer when he meets him. But if he thrust him suddenly, without enmity, or have cast upon him anything without laying of weight, or with any stone wherewith a man may die, not seeing him, and cast it upon him that he does die, and was not his enemy, neither sought his harm, then the congregation shall judge between the slayer and the revenger of blood according to these judgments. And the congregation shall deliver the slayer out of the hand of the revenger of blood, and the congregation shall restore him to the city of his refuge, to where he was fled. And he shall remain in it to the death of the high priest, which was anointed with the holy oil. But if the slayer shall at any time come outside of the border of the city of his refuge, to where he was fled, and the revenger of blood find him outside the borders of the city of his refuge, and the revenger of blood kill the slayer, he shall not be guilty of blood, because he should have remained in the city of his refuge until the death of the high priest. But after the death of the high priest, the slayer shall return to the land of his possession. So these things shall be for a statute of judgment unto you throughout your generations in all your dwellings. Whoso kills any person, the murderer shall be put to death by the mouth of witnesses. But one witness shall not testify against any person to cause him to die. Moreover, you shall take no satisfaction for the life of a murderer which is guilty of death, but he shall surely be put to death. And you shall take no satisfaction for him that is fled to the city of his refuge, that he should come again to dwell in the land until the death of the priest. And so you shall not pollute the land where you are in, for Blood, it defiles the land, and the land cannot be cleansed of the blood that is shed in it, but by the blood of him that shed it. Do not defile, therefore, the land which you shall inhabit, where I dwell, for I, Yahweh, dwell among the children of Israel. End of chapter.